Welcome to the Middle East Update with Amir Sarfati. Amir discusses the latest news from Israel and the region through the lens of biblical prophecy. The original video versions can be found on Behold Israel's YouTube and Facebook channels. To make it convenient, we've converted them to audio format to keep up with your busy schedule. Be sure to also subscribe to Amir Sarfati on Telegram for daily updates from the Middle East. Amir's Middle East updates are based on the latest and most reliable sources, so you know you're getting the most accurate news. Now, on to the update.
Shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati, and I am live from Galilee, from Israel. And these are breaking news because, obviously, it's Saturday. Friday is over. What is going on? Is Iran going to attack? What is it that we know that is happening behind the scenes? And what is the expected time of the Iranian retaliation to the Israeli strike on the annex of the Iranian embassy in Damascus? So let's start with a prayer. Father, we thank you that you are the beginning and the end. You are the Aleph and the Tav. You know all things. You know the beginning, and you declare the end from the beginning. And now we ask that you will allow us not to be afraid, but to even more be more confident in your word, your promises, and be intelligent enough to understand the times and the seasons in which we live. We thank you and we bless you. In Yeshua's name, amen. Again, shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati. I am live from Galilee, from Israel. And so just so you understand, all the Israeli combat units are now in the highest readiness. No one was allowed to go home. No one is allowed to be on vacation. Israel is called all the air defense systems reservists back to their units. And all the pilots are manning every airbase in the country right now. Our aircrafts are with fuel, with bombs, ready to take off at any given moment. And let me explain what has happened and what is expected to happen based on what we know about the Iranians. First of all, allow me to tell you that we have sources in Syria. Sources in Syria, they just told us that a great shipment of suicide drones, Iranian-made suicide drones, has now been transferred all the way from Abu Kamal and from the Iraqi-Syrian border towards Damascus, towards the border with Israel, in order to be activated, which may give you a hint that the retaliation of Iran is going to be most likely using its proxies in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen, which is exactly what I had anticipated. And the reason why is this, folks: Iran does not want to shoot from its own territory directly to Israel's territory, because that will enable Israel to retaliate from its territory towards Iranian territory. In we will not waste the bombs and the cruise missiles. We will direct them straight to the 15 nuclear sites that Iran has. I mean, if you don't know what they are, this is it. You see, 15 different sites, most of them, most of the sites are on the western part of the country. That which is in the middle towards the east is mostly uranium mines, but everything else is further to the west. Some are surrounding Tehran, some are in Isfahan, Natanz, Arak, and also Fordo. And there are, one of the first things we did over the last 48 hours, when we got all of our reservists and all of our missile silos are manned right now, we entered the coordinates of all of our ballistic missiles. We entered the coordinates of all the major uranium nuclear sites. It's very important that you understand that we're not going to shoot a rocket, a missile that costs so much, just to the sea. I mean, if they give you a reason to to shoot a ballistic missile towards Iran, at least put the right address on it. And the Iranians know that. The Iranians understand that a much higher calling for them than avenging the death of their generals is the completion of their aim to get a bomb. By the way, make no mistake, they don't even hide it anymore. I want you to see this video of a military analyst in Iran, and look what he says. There's English subtitles there. Look what he says about the need of Iran for a bomb. Take a look at this one, please.
عرض کردم که ما در یک برهه اصطلاحاً معمای امنیت در منطقه هستیم و چه بخواهیم چه نخواهیم ما یک بازیگر مهم در منطقه ایم و پامون دخیله در این وضعیت منطقه و یه تحلیلی هم دائما به باور من اشتباه داره دست به دست میشه که اسرائیل به دنبال کشاندن پای ایران به جنگ و از اون طرف پای آمریکا به جنگه. این تحلیل خیلی غلطه. چرا این تحلیل غلطه؟ به خاطر اینکه اسرائیل در محاسبه هزینه فایده خودش از پس حماس هم هنوز بر نیامده. نگرانه که وارد جنگ با حزب الله بشه یا نشه. نمیتونه محاسبه کنه که هزینه در این وضعیتی که خودش در گودال غزه گیر افتاده بخواد ایرانم به این قضیه اضافه شه. فراموش نکنیم که بازدارندگی جمهوری اسلامی ایران در قبال آمریکا مستقیم به آمریکا که نیست، که آمریکا 5 تا قارون برتره. ما بازدارندگیمون بازدارندگی غیر مستقیمه به اسرائیل از منطقه شامات. پس ما هر ضربه‌ای بخوایم به آمریکا بزنیم باید به اسرائیل بزنیم. در زمانی که شما نه بخواهی بجنگی و نه دشمن جرأت حتی تهدید کردن تو رو داشته باشه، شما تنها کاری که باید بکنی اینه که حد اکثر سازی قوا بکنی. و در منطقه‌ای که رقیب شما، دشمن شما، حد اکثر سازی قواش در تسلیحات هسته‌ای خلاصه شده، ابرقدرتی که دائما میگه گزینه نظامی روی میز است، اون هم هسته‌ای داره، ناوهای هسته‌ای، زیردریایی هسته‌ای در خلیج فارس و هر روز داره تهدیدت میکنه، حد اکثر سازی قوا برای ایجاد بازدارندگی کامل، توجه کنید، برای ایجاد صلح، ایجاد بازدارندگی هسته‌ای است، حتی فقط یک عدد تمام و بس.
There you go. Just have one bomb and they will not mess with us anymore. They will not threaten us anymore. And that is exactly why Hamas jumped the gun too early. Iran wanted to finish the job, have the bomb, and then attack Israel from all sides, knowing that nobody is going to come after Iran because it already has a bomb. And Hamas jumped the gun too fast, too early, and now we are already inside the war, which gives us a chance to finish the job with the nuclear program of Iran if we need. And they know that. That's why they may not shoot from their territory, but as he said, use Syria and Iraq as a place where they can launch attacks on Israel. And for them, attacking American bases may not really be fruitful at this point because they have a very comfortable administration in Washington right now. And there is an agreement between the U.S. administration and the Iranians. If you don't shoot at us, we will not attack you. So it left Israel all alone. And they are attacking now only Israel. There's drones attacks on Israel every day from Iraq, Syria, and also from Lebanon. So make no mistake, we are bracing towards something big that is coming from Iraq and mostly Syria. And this is why I wanted to come live this afternoon here in Israel, because everybody is talking about when will Damascus be destroyed. Well, I don't know when, but I know one thing. If Iran is going to advance all of what they want to shoot at us towards Damascus, we're going to have to deal with that place. And this is just in a way, a better way for us to understand how in the future Damascus could be also destroyed. So again, the breaking news is that a huge shipment of drones, suicide drones, is now on its way towards towards
something went wrong. Please try again.
All right, that's Siri. A huge shipment of drones, suicide drones, is coming all the way from Iran via Iraq already into Syria on its way towards Israel. We're bracing for an attack any time in the next 3 days because Ramadan is ending on Tuesday. Well, Friday is behind us. They didn't manage to put together any plan yet. They are advancing whatever they need right now. It might happen tonight, might happen tomorrow or Monday. I don't know, but I know one thing, we will prevail. Please, 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 if you want to stay updated with what is going on, please join my Telegram channel. This is the QR code. I also added in Telegram some videos and maps of the Iranian nuclear sites and how complicated it is to achieve the goal of destroying some of them because of where they're being situated. You will also see their videos, maps, and information that I cannot share on social media. Okay, so this is it. Please share this with as many as you can. These are breaking news. Iran is getting ready to launch an attack from Syria. The drones are already there. And I gave you the reasons why Iran will not choose to shoot what it wants to shoot from its own territory towards Israel. You just watch what the Iranians said. We need one bomb for Israel never to threaten us anymore. That's it. All right. Please share. Thank you. God bless you. And shalom from Galilee, from Israel. Please pray for us. We're bracing for a big one. We will prevail.